Hundreds of discarded plastic water bottles can be seen all over Juba, including in marketplaces and residential areas. Joseph Africano, the Undersecretary in the Environment and Forestry Ministry, says plastic bottles are the most common environmental pollutant on the streets of Juba. Africano says his ministry will impose a monthly tax of 100,000 South Sudanese pounds on water companies to cover the cost of properly disposing of the used bottles.
You cannot just bring a product and you throw it or introduce it into the country and you don't manage its life cycle. That's why it has to be circular. They bring it in, they have to know where it ends and how are they going to reuse it. Okay? If they are not going to be doing that, that means a third party will have to do it.
Africano says the ministry will use the money to contract women laborers or possibly even prisoners who already clean the main roads so they can clean residential areas and streets as well. He is asking water bottling companies to register with his ministry so they can be vetted. He says the companies should only hire people who are hygienically fit to work in bottling companies and are well trained on the chemicals they use. He says if water companies fail to pay the environment fee, they will have to sell water in 20-liter jerrycans so customers can no longer throw their used bottles in the streets.
We've also given them a warning if we are not going to be able to do that, so we'll ban the use of plastic bottles and introduce glass bottles.
Ayuel Joseph, general manager of the local water bottling company, Life Water, says companies like his already pay huge taxes to the Juba City Council for cleaning the city.
The whole town is littered, not only by water bottles, but also what these other kind of forms of litter in the environment. So if they're going to put that into consideration, fine. If they're not going to put it, then maybe they have a valid reason as to why they are not putting the issue of the levy they're going to put on us regarding that issue. Otherwise, I don't expect really much of a change from the city side.
Kamis William, Managing Director for Spa Nile Water, says water companies are already overwhelmed by taxes and fees from various government agencies, which he says rarely issue receipts for the taxes water companies pay. William is urging the government to cut the new fee in half.
We have a lot of studies from the government side. And not only that, even the PIAMs, where usually we operate, also they also demand some. They are also trying to impose some for us some charges, monthly charges in different ways. So if the ministry can understand our complaints, at least they should be make it around 50,000 is going to be okay, because 100,000, because you know we have a lot of fees to be paid to the government.
William warns too many taxes will raise the price of water sold in bottles.
When there is a lot of taxation on the company or on the materials we are producing, obviously even the consumer will also face some challenges. The price may increase in line with even the dollar increment also in the market or in the black market.
Last week, Reverend Martin Simon Wani, the head of Juba City Council, said the council does not have enough trucks to manage regular garbage collection across the city. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.